Hello, and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our summer Bible reading plan, which coincides with our summer sermon series, Surprised by God. Please feel free to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written and presented by Laura Young. The scripture is Psalm 63. If you haven't already done so, we suggest that you pause the podcast, read Psalm 63, and come back for the reflection.
Longing. Have I told you I have a grandchild? I can't resist starting this way, in tribute to Larry Trotter. Being a grandparent is every bit as wonderful as he has been advertising. I know you join me in prayer that this new season of retirement, or at least partial retirement, will bring Larry and Lynn continued blessings and plenty of time with their grandchildren. I was walking in my neighborhood last spring, looking forward to seeing my grandchild again soon, when I began reflecting on my level of longing to be with him. My whole being was longing. That was the best word to describe it. Then that still, small voice spoke into my thoughts. Do you long for me this way? Being a bit of a smart aleck, I immediately replied, but you are always with me. You are unchanging, too. You know how quickly babies grow and change. But there is always more of me to experience. The psalmist speaks of longing for God, like thirsting in a dry and weary land where there is no water. Like a deer pants for water, Psalm 42. Do deer pant? I've probably never even experienced the level of physical thirst of which the psalmist speaks. I appreciate how spoiled and blessed I am in having my grandchild live so close to me. My parents live about 3 hours away. I asked my mother if it was hard not living closer to us when my children were infants. Well, that's just the way it was, she replied. Her answer has me reflecting on how we train ourselves to manage our longings to be with others. As a newlywed, when my husband had the occasional business trip, I'd have the initial adjustment to his absence and then somehow wait until about the day before he was due to return before I'd really start to miss him. My dad has commented that after our extended family has spent time together, he needs to have the next gathering set so that he has that to look forward to, and that makes the end of our visit less depressing. What does this have to do with God's presence? I think we can find more surprises in God's presence when we nurture a longing to be with God and not take God's presence for granted. Maybe a starting place is to manage our attitude toward worship services and times of daily prayer and Bible reading. Be looking forward to getting to sing praises in community on Sunday morning, for example. We can long for God and know it is a safe longing, like longing for a loved one who has already arrived at your front door. Behold, I stand at the door and knock, Revelation 3:20. If God's presence is ever elusive to you, keep seeking. Come near to God, and he will come near to you, James 4:8. Ask someone to pray with you, that you will be surprised by God's presence. Let us pray. God Almighty, we have such ready access to you through Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit. We enjoy a level of access that the psalmist could perhaps only dream about and long for. Let us not take your holy presence for granted. We come near to you, knowing that you will come near to us. My soul longs for you. Only you satisfy. thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's daily devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United, and we would love to hear from you. To contact us, please send an email to podcasts@concordunited.org with daily devotional in the subject line. For more information on Concord United Methodist Church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, Surprised by God. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.